still crazy. One quick ground rule, please ask what you got. There will not be any one-on-one follow-ups, so ask everything. Still will not be until you're done, but ask your questions.
What level of surprise?
Yeah.
Very low. Very low.
Have you been expecting this maybe for a while?
Well, when you do these jobs, you kind of have a fiduciary duty to look at things from an owner's point of view. Even though you don't have a nickel investment in it, you have a lot of sweat equity. So you really have to look at it from their point of view. This last week it was an absolute disaster.
Still, the word frustration has been used. How frustrated are you with what's going on here?
I'm not sure. This might be like translating Japanese to English. I'm not sure we have a word for it in our language. Extremely frustrating, and every time you make a move like this, and I do this, it's a it's also confusing. You know, watching the club in spring and watching the beats we had last year, I figured we would lose some thing, losing Jose and then the gain a lot with the pitching together that we had, and we had every reason to expect this to be an 88 to 92 or 3 win team. It should be. That's going to cost some money. And it should be. So it's very frustrating when you see something that should be and is not. I will tell you this. The last time I did this, I felt we left the organization in real good shape and wanted to decompress, and the next thing I knew it was 2 years later working for the Dodgers. So I don't want to sit out. If I can get a job tomorrow, I'm going to get a job. You know, I like working with people in baseball. I've loved every second I've been here. This has been a great group of people to work for and with. Second to none. Howard's been real supportive, and this has been tough on him. And I don't see the club on the field as his responsibility as mine. And I know he's good about staying in the bus cups. With me, it doesn't stop with me. That's with the GM. He's been nothing but supportive. He gets the game, he gets the business. There is nobody better to work for than Chuck Marshall. Nobody. And I really felt, just remembering back to the early 90s, to watch the work that he did here with this club. You know, this franchise is owned by a lot of other people, but you know, this has his heart in it, and it's got his stamp on it. First class.
You leaving here, how do you feel the shape of this?
Well, I think this club on the field, working backwards, I think this club on the field can perform one hell of a lot better than it's performing now. It has the capability. It's not lost its talent. Nobody's gotten old all of a sudden. They have learned to become dysfunctional, though, and they have to unlearn that. But as far as the talent on the field, you know, and what's in the minor league, you know, when I got here, Felix Hernandez has proven to be exactly what we thought. But if you recall, we had a bunch of guys way ahead of him. We had Rhett Johnson was our next guy that was supposed to be a campus. And, you know, our our shortstop of the future is really a second base. That's those are big hits at the start. And then we had this was a pitching rich organization by reputation. But I think from my opinion, you know, I go from where we started on day one of what we had or didn't have in the minor leagues, and the 2004 club was, you know, it was I guess it was a relic. It was leftovers from some really good years. Real exciting years here. And to go through 05, 06, and then be able to win, have a winning record, you know, in 07. I'm not ashamed of that at all. And I know that what inventory there is in the minor leagues, when I look at having Felix and Jose and Adam, and then compare what's already been brought to the big leagues and what's down there now, I'm real proud of this. I'm proud of what Fontaine and Engel and Greg Hunter under Danny Lubert's guidance have done. I think these guys have done a great job, and I'm proud of what they've done. I'm proud of who have been associated with them. I said today to our staff, and I think that the Mariners has some great people in place here, and that we brought some over, John Bowles, Dave Wallace, Dan Evans, Bobby Fontaine, and we really beefed up Bobby Engel's responsibility. I think that we have a very, very good crew here. This is a good group of guys that are real, solid, very good baseball people. And I really, especially the guys that I brought in from the outside, really am sorry that we did not win while they're here, or at least while I'm here with them. And it's my great hope that this does wake some people up, and that we do win tonight, and that we win tomorrow and keep going. It's kind of do me any good to have these guys not win. I really, you know, you can find your biggest fan out there in American Nation, and they are number two to me. You know, I will be rooting for this team more than any of them.
When you say dysfunctional, what do you mean by that?
I mean, if you watch them play, they are not playing the game the way they can. These guys have been effective in their careers. They're all performing way below their career averages or anything you could possibly expect. You know, I think personally, you can't force this on people, but I do think they need to grab each other by the throat every once in a while. We've encouraged that. We're not getting that. But I do think that in their mind's eye, they are trying hard. They are giving it their best. But I personally believe this is. I'm not speaking for any of. I'm not speaking for any of the players. This isn't what I heard from players. This isn't what I heard from Tim or Lee or somebody else. You asking me, I'm telling you what I see, and I see people that are underperforming for no good reason. I don't have a good reason for that. They like I said, they haven't gotten old real quick. They should be able to perform better. I think they have to take it upon themselves. I don't think they can look to a manager, to a coach, to lead them out of this. I think their ultimate rescue is going to be themselves.
In retrospect, is there any second guessing? I misjudged that, or
no? I think in retrospect, you know, yeah. Listen, the record is what it is. You know, in retrospect, yeah, maybe I should put a chain on the doors and torch them. You know, that's in retrospect. I don't get to deal with that. You guys, you know, that's what you do. You live in hindsight, you know. And you know, your eyesight in the back of your head is way better than the ones that are front of your head. But that's what you're supposed to do. I can't do that. That's not our bag. You know, we have to have foresight. You try to have the best you can. And we built this thing from my point of view, looking at the 04 club, we built this thing from the ground up. As a sub-zero, we built this thing from the ground up with no help, with very little help in the minor leagues. And got better every year, kept getting better, and really had a strong belief this year we'd be even better by a few games, you know. And we weren't sure we were good enough, but we knew we felt strongly we'd be better. And I think most of us in this room felt the same way. You know, but in hindsight, I got a few things.
Do you feel like you're unfairly maligned, Jeff?
No, I think, you know, the whatever you get in the media, whatever you get, you know, when you sign on to these jobs, it's just part of the job. Like it or not, it is part of the job. Like, and I told you when I got this job, there's you get these jobs, and there's two press conferences. You just don't know when the second one's going to be. Until then.
Do you think Tigers are effect can be affected really whatever by slight expectations? You know, like teams that are not expected to win, like Tampa Bay all of a sudden are winning, and then teams with high expectations all of a sudden just go the other way. Is there any validity to that?
Yeah, I think there is, but I think it's probably it's more individualistic or an individual issue. I thought that the thing that I was always impressed with in 97, 8, 9, 2000 with Oakland was that they kept getting better. And that's not that easy to do. You know, you get a lot of circumstances where clubs can build and mediocre clubs can become pretty good. But the key to getting better is real tough. And that's going to be the key in Tampa Bay. I'm using that as an example. And, you know, I grew up with this team with Joe, and I know everything he's doing there. And he has had and is going to continue to have a great effect on that. And that's the point of this. He's getting better. He's never going to let him backslide. But when they get to that point where there are some expectations, you know, everybody who lives in the American League East gets to say, hey, yeah, what about the Yankees? Like, what can we possibly do against them? So the expectations may never overwhelm those young guys. But individually, sometimes we have to look at that. And we see that when individuals are now placed on a club where there are expectations, they don't quite react the same as when they were pitching or playing for a club where there were no expectations. They were just trying to get better, and everybody was happy. And I've heard that before, and that is the most alarming thing in the game is when you don't get that right, and that's hard to get right. To make sure that when you're getting a guy from a team, and he's always played for a team that is out of it, and they know they're going to be out of it, and they're just trying to get better. All right, well, you know, you're taking your chances, and we've taken our share of those chances. Some have paid off, some have not.
Who does that this season?
It could have.
Bill, yeah. During the weekend, did you ever think about the word resignation?
Yeah. But, yes or no, you know, you think about a lot of things and stop short, but no, I didn't think, I thought about it, but not seriously.
Okay,
well, could you talk about Lee and what you now take in your role and what you think you should expect?
Lee is ready for this now as he was when I got this job. You know, Lee can handle it. He's been in the game as long as I have, longer. He has a different set of experiences than I have. But we end up getting to just about the same place. I have more of a player development background. He's been in the general manager's office for a long, long time. I spent very little time in the general manager's office, not being a general manager. I was an assistant GM for, I think, three months. And then Whitey never came back, so I took over. And most of my time is either as a general manager or as a farm director. And so we have different backgrounds. His background is I personally think is well suited for this situation. He can focus on the major league club. He's got good scouting records. He's got good farm record. He's got two terrific guys in Bowles and Walls to help him keep an eye on the farm system. In the day up and Schaefer, he's got great guys scouting wise. He's got a lot of guys that can help him just focus on the major league club.
If you like Pat Brady in high school,
that's a good question. I guess the question, I may look for a good answer, but I don't know if I'm
helping you. There was somebody who told you to come out of spring training that the team has this record right now. Who would you
expect? You know, I, the interesting thing is, like I said, two observations, or my answer is, My answer is that I would disagree, obviously, and the fact that we're here, you can almost not be over with a feather with this record. This is beyond blind, but this is ridiculous. The other and the observation, nobody did. I'm not sure you can put any more on it. I think you've got a pretty full load. I don't think, I think it's a shame that he feels that. I don't think anybody is needing to put pressure on him, but my answer to you is that I think he's got enough pressure that's laid on him. You know, he knows what's going on. The fortunate thing is he can handle it. He's got broad shoulders. He's got courage. He's not afraid of this stuff. He's gonna keep doing the best he can, doing the level best he can. Every night he goes home, I hope he sleeps well because he deserves it. He's doing the best he can. He is working his tail off. And so I think yeah, this really can't apply any more pressure to him. He's got enough on him already, but he can handle it. Like I said, he can handle this. But I don't think he should have to.
I think it's been more of a chemistry problem, a clubhouse problem, than an actual personnel problem.
Yeah, but you know, we're probably going to disagree on what chemistry is. You know, the Oakland A's teams in the 70s that were just knocking the daylight out of each other, you know, off the field, they had great chemistry. They were fighting all the time, but when they got between the white lines, not one of them had white lines either, not a straight hand. You know, so. You know, I've been with teams that have great guys in the clubhouse. You know, the chemistry is just that. You know, the chemistry, in some respects, is real good. You know, they're real nice guys. You know, but it's when they cross the line that, like I said, some I think it's view, and some just come out of play. That's bad. So I think it is a chemistry thing. I mean, they do have bad chemistry. I think it's quite dysfunctional, but they are not bad guys. They are good guys trying hard. They just haven't figured out how to get it all together.
If you had to do over again, would you go after one of those guys that would, as you said, grab each other by the throat, shake it up a little bit?
Well, you know, so one of the issues that I have had thrown at me, or one of the ideas I've had thrown at me, is that we are too international, and it's really ironic that the personality that we're missing the most is Jose Guillen. And that for me is the piece that was here last year, but not here this year, that made the difference. Is this guy? He can do some strange things at times, but his agenda, at the top of his agenda, was to win. And if anybody got in the way of playing the game right and playing to win, he has no patience for that. And he might act that out in inappropriate ways at times, but generally speaking, that was his focus, and that was his one point is, guys, did that play hard to win? And we're all spending a lot of our careers looking for Tony Phillips.
So do you feel this team is one or two pieces away from being the team you thought it would be next season, or does this need to be turned over and redone?
You know, one reason that you make a change in the GM is that we're real stubborn, and I would not turn this over. Doesn't mean it shouldn't be. It means that I would, and that I do think this is the right talent base. If you can get just that one guy that could stir the drink, you have a much better shot. And who knows? It could come from this group. You know, somebody may get fed up enough where they actually have enough in their stomach to take care of themselves. And like I've always said, they have that little extra left to take care of others.
Overarching goal with that, and did it have the opposite effect, you think?
I mean, I did was stupid, let's start with that. And said that no, the goal was to have them for once be in the same place at the same time after a game. After they had played real poorly. It wasn't as if sometimes you lose and sometimes you get beat. There's a difference. And you have lost too many games. And I just felt that every single night, John is in there taking it. He stands up in front of something like this and he just takes it. And he supports them and he's good to them. And in fact, that's okay. So we wanted to be together. I had the TV up for us and so that people could hear him go through this. I just wanted them to see this is what this guy does every night. And maybe you need to actually experience this together. Yes, it was a punishment. And I got better ways to communicate. I could have probably done it in a different way. That's what I chose. I'm not taking any vows over that. But I think the intent is right. What I was trying to do is right, but like I said, it's probably I got better skills than that. I can see my point across better than that.
Should have I ever had to come to that though, you feel in this season? It shouldn't have had to come to that at this point.
No, sometimes it doesn't. And you look at a lot of championship seasons or postseason or season gaps to the postseason, and it has some strange things that go along as the year goes along. You know, but you're constantly searching for something to make a group up.
You say John has to be meaner, quote, meaner?
I said that.
No, I say, do you think that maybe he has to be a little bit meaner?
John has to be John. If things that aren't tried come across as tried. So I just think John has to be done.
Are you watching the game at home tonight, or what are you going to do?
Depends what fish pack. If I'm packing, I'll watch it on TV in the office. I watch it in a bar somewhere. It's an undisclosed bar. Don't be following.
Bedard's taken a lot of heat the last two starts for leaving after 99 pitches. It seemed like he was. Well, where do you stand on that?
I think last night we were 97 pitches, and in Boston it was 99. And in Boston, I thought the 99 could have felt like 150 to 200. It was hotter than 10. The 97 yesterday. The only thing I can tell you is, you know, there's a lot of really good pitches we've told you in the past, and then they throw nine pitches and feels like they've thrown 200. Sometimes they throw not throw nine and feel like they throw 40. They just feel good. The mechanics are good. Even Leyland, maybe? You gotta ask him. And I know that's not fun. and he's gonna have stupid answers for you. You know, kinda gonna have some dumbass answers. But he's either gas, he's in labor. He's protecting himself even though he sticks around and is mediocre, he gets another $2 million slapped onto the on his salary. Who knows? But the fact is you do have to ask him. I'm gonna say unfair things. They're either defending him or attacking him. But I mean I've heard all of you guys. So he's protecting himself for the next contract that you know, he's a bad guy. You know, at the end of the day he's a talented guy. He's got a ton of talent. And on his lousy days he can be just awful. And then even when he's mediocre, he's pretty good. I mean I don't think he was that sharp yesterday. I don't think he's that great. But he's still pretty good stuff. He's got stuff that he's swinging this stuff. He can tell you he's strong. He's not going to hit him. He's got that good stuff. Why he doesn't go longer is a pointed question. It's a real tough question, and I think it's one worth asking. Good luck.
Bill, was he that? But you wanted to be that guy that goes longer, didn't you? When you made that trade for him, that was the guy.
Not a lot longer. The key is real important. You get through the sixth inning. You got to get through the sixth inning to be an effective starter. And if you can get through the sixth inning, we generally have three guys that can take it from there. You don't have four. You don't have five. You know, so when you get a guy that's going four plus or five, he's not finishing six, he's not finishing seven, if that never happened, you know, if every one of those starts are 5 innings, you got trouble. If he can, we're looking for quality starts. And then I don't think that's too much to ask from guys with this kind of talent. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about all five of them. And there's too many with Eric sometimes the wheels come off too easy. With Wash, he battled like he did the other day. Gives you good start, then somebody else's wheels come off. We're finding too many ways to lose. But again, we talked earlier about dysfunctional makeup or dysfunctional approaches. The reason I say this is we have, in my opinion, a lot of talent. There's a lot of talent out there that is not performing the way it should. You've seen Eric in his stretches of brilliance. Brilliance to say, really talented. And I know when you talk to him, he comes up and he gives you a hard time because he doesn't like you, doesn't like talking about himself. I don't think that's a bad quality, personally. He doesn't like talking about himself. It comes off real bad for you guys, and I get that. I do understand that, and I wish you the best of luck with that, you know. But his intent is not driving nuts, and his intent is not to come out or provide. His intent is to do the best he can. I know his intent is good, you know, but we need six or more innings out of this guy every time. And there's not one guy in that rotation that happens too much of. Now we're a little different now with RA. Now when we get JJ, you know, when JJ comes back, they can put Miguel back in. And then you've got five guys that should be able to give you quality starts.
Is there a chance to talk to the players, Bill?
Not yet, but I'm depending on their schedule.
And what would you say to them?
Good luck. I'm not going to hear them out about leaving.
No.
Yeah.
Do you think because of the international meeting, the team has communication with you, the players?
That's what I was alluding to earlier, man. I've heard that, and I don't think that's an issue. I don't think that should be an issue. I think if it is an issue, it's not because we're losing, it's not because it's getting exacerbated by losses. That is just, that's something every club has to deal with now. You've got a lot of our club makeup at the major level is very diverse, so you're going to have to deal with everybody from everywhere. So we're not that unique. You know, we're not that unique. And so the cultural diversity, I can't see that as an excuse. We weren't much different last year.
So Lee mentioned that you guys have talked about some possible moves in the future. Do you think that these moves still need to be made? Do you feel like that, you know, for this team's sake, these moves need to be made in the near future?
You know, there are moves that I think need to be made, yeah. I'm not sure if I'm on the same one, but say I'm going to get there. What he was talking about, the no one-on-one, don't bother calling. I'm not going to be answering phones. So if you got a question, yes, ask it now. This is your one-on-one.
Are you a little relieved? I mean, you kind of seem, you don't seem, you know, terrible news.
A little bit. A little bit. Not really. I mean, I grew up in a team. You know, this is not, it's just well practiced. I think in Anaheim, I was probably more relieved that day. Because in Anaheim, Tony Swartz, he was really good. Disney inherited. And to stick with a guy that long, he was really good. But that's, I felt some relief there. Here, I'm just, there's some relief, but I'm real disappointed. Real disappointed. We had much higher expectations here. We had expectations in Anaheim, but not to the degree we have this year. And I think what is upsetting is that the expectations were reasonable. I've never, ever set unreasonable goals or expectations. You know, last year, when Mike left at similar point in the season. When he left, I think he left for a number of reasons. One of the probably lower ranking reasons was that I can drive these guys pretty hard. And if I have an expectation and we're not meeting, I can get real he'll really ride on it real hard time. When he was leaving, we were talking about it. Was I that tough? He said, yeah, you're pretty tough. Said, but I could never get upset because your expectation wasn't very high. You know, we started the season and said, let's get off to a good start, and we got to be a 500 club. And I felt if we could play 500, then if we could get into one of our streaks at the end, and if we were around 500 and get into the streak at the end, you never know what that turns into. You know, if you're at 81 wins, all of a sudden you can be at 91 if you like the sport at the right time. Yeah. So he was saying that you were real tough on the expectations. That your expectations were high. They were real reasonable. And this year, I thought if we won 88 last year, I was kind of doing the math, whether it's from a sabermetric point of view and an intuitive scouting point of view, felt that to repeat the 88 and maybe add. Attitude to it was reasonable. That's why, you know, the more reasonable your expectations are, the more disappointing it is when you don't meet them. You may have more questions, but while there's a lull, you know, I really do want to thank everybody I've been with here. I'm not going to name too many names because I'm going to miss somebody. And I mentioned Howard and Chuck, but you know, there's a lot of people here. Whether it's the guys on the medical side, the grounds crew, the people that I work with in the office, I made a lot of really close friends here, and that's through a lot of hard work in the trenches. You know, God knows, you know, Lee, Alcudis, and Jim Nye, I spent, you know, a ridiculous amount of hours working on this club. You know, real hopeful that, you know, Jim's a young guy, and real hopeful that his young wife has the patience to handle, you know, the hours that it takes. Because even Ace, I think he's going to be real good. And Hunter is Greg Hunter's book. He's a really good young guy. And so I've worked, and I've already mentioned the guys that we brought in, worked with some great guys, and really had a great opportunity here. Was given a lot of support by the ownership, great ownership. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So, with that, any more questions? Thank you. See y'all summer. Thank you.